so we're doing melodic minor today. Melodic minor is a hugely useful scale. And first, the actual fingerings, and then we'll talk about the uses of it. So, it's, even though it's a minor scale, the easiest way to think about it is as a major scale with a lowered third. The intervals are 1, 2, flat 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So everything's the same as a major scale except for one note, and it just so happens it's the minor third, so that's why it's considered a minor scale. So when you're doing your fingerings, let's do them in the key of C. You just take whatever you use for a C major and you flat the third. So let's go to the A shape, we're at the third fret, and you usually play, right? And so you just...
So I can't go.
You can go the other way. You can. But you decide that, and you do it the same every time. And this lesson is just going to introduce you to different fingerings and different uses of the melodic minor. The first thing is, if you see the chord C minor major 7, the chord C, we're going to do uses and okay. fingerings at the same time.
Okay.
And we may not get through all the uses, but have you played the chord C minor major 7 before? That's right.
Yes,
so for people listening, it would be X, 3, 5, 4, 4, X. And so when you see that chord, then you know you could play that. All right, so go ahead and I'm going to jam out on a C minor major 7 or C minor 6. C minor 6 also works because notice that the melodic minor also has a natural sixth in it. So if you're... Yeah. Alright, so right now I'm going to jam out on C, mode 1 of melodic minor. You do the scale, right? And I'll do the chords.
Oh, I'm doing the scale.
Yeah, you're doing the scale. So C major with flat and third, however you want to finger it.
Alright.
But so what I'm saying about the fingering, just decide on what finger you use for that shape and always use that fingering. Don't try and learn multiple versions of it right now. Good, here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, and you who are listening, jam along with us. So I hear one note. Maybe did you play a flat 7? I don't know. Okay, good, you got it. 1, 2, 3. It's a nice, refreshing, isn't it? Refreshing. You know, some tunes call for it specifically, like Nika's Dream. It says it on your sheet that I'm about to give you. Nika's, I don't know if you've heard, it's not in this key, but I'll put it in this key. You know, or a tune like Invitation has it, like... Oh no, that's different. Sorry, my bad. But at the end where it goes, like right there is an E flat with a major 7 in the melody. So some tunes call for it specifically, but other tunes that they just have a minor. It might just say C minor with no 7th printed, and maybe they did it that way on purpose so that the 7th could be interpreted by the soloist.
Oh.
Or it could be, you know, it just says C minor because there's like a B in the melody and you have to be mindful that it's the major 7, so it won't tell you it's melodic minor, but you have to look for it. And then other times it just says C minor 6, which means you could use either one, either, you know, like minor, like Dorian, or you could use melodic minor. Let's explore some of that for a minute. For example, if I do C minor 6, and then G7, you don't have to change because all the notes in G7 fit as well. So here we go, just use C melodic minor. 1, 2, 3, go. Now the plot thickens a little. Because notice I just gave you 1 and 5 with no 2, and oftentimes in jazz you'll have like a minor 1 and then a 2-5. Right? So I skipped the 2 on purpose, because if you look at a D half diminished, it's got a... What note does it have that... it's got an A flat note in it. And that's a flat 6 to the key. So in a 2-5-1, it's risky to use it over the 2-5 bit.
Hold on 1 second. So, okay.
For the purposes of contrast right now, I would like for you to do C melodic minor. Just do 1 octave only. Go over the 1 chord, and okay, over the 2 and the 5, play regular C minor.
Regular C minor.
With a flat 6 and a flat 7.
Okay.
Let's just rehearse that. Melodic minor first. Good, and then the regular minor. So two notes are different, aren't they? All right. So I'm gonna do it nice and slow. The one, I'm gonna play a 1-2-5-1 over and over, like, and you'll use
melodic. Let me practice that again.
Yeah. Melodic minor first. 1, 2, 3, 4, so melodic. And here's the 2-5. And back to melodic. There you go. Very good. Very good, right? Fits like a glove. Very nice. I think it's Dreamy as one, except that's a tough one because it goes from B flat melodic minor to A flat melodic minor, so it's tough. Like, you gotta switch.
But you're playing melodic minors over two different keys.
Yeah, 2 different keys. Maybe potentially slightly easier might be Solar, where it goes. It's a C minor, and then the melody has a B in it. So that could potentially suggest a C melodic minor. But for now, just get used to, if you do the 2-5-1 thing in a bunch of different keys, that will solidify it. Because generally you don't use it for like long stretches of time, you just access it, you know. Like, let's do a different key. Same exercise, but you choose now. Perfect, so F minor it is. So you do any F minor you know, you flat that third. Yeah, some of them are easy and some of them are a pain. Yeah. So I'm only going to play F minor, F minor 6 to F minor major 7. Like 2, 3, 4. Thank you. Now it seems like you're ready for the 2-5-1 exercise. So we play. I'm going to play two bars of the one chord. You do F melodic minor, then regular F minor for the 2-5. 2-3-go. I'd be remiss not to tell you, or at least there's a little detail I'd be remiss to leave out. Over the 5 chord, C7, I've been saying to use, you know, like D flat and E flat in this case, like in the scale. And those are both perfectly fine over C7. Play both of those, D flat and like D flat and E flat, like the same way you just did, just the notes. Right there, hold that note, 3-4, perfectly acceptable, and then E flat. The next note up, E flat. Yep, perfectly acceptable, and there's one more choice. There's an E natural, and that also comes from melodic minor. So you can add the leading tone as well when you get to that. So it's like you can't use melodic minor over the 2-5 exactly because of that F diminished. It's going to throw things off. Okay. But over the 5 chord, you can do the natural 7 as well.
Okay.
So try that. 2-3-4. Nice job. Sounds nice. It's more exotic, isn't it? Compare that to how you usually play over 2-5-1s. You know.
Because
the natural 7 gets introduced on the 5 chord, that with a flat 6 that would be harmonic minor. Correct. You're correct. If you played, that would be harmonic minor. Mm-hmm. You could use that over the 5 chord itself. You can use that. But since you can also access the E flat, the sharp 9 of the chord, it's like a natural minor with a optional natural 7 as well. Right? Does that make sense? They all kind of collide.
Yeah.
So very good. You're understanding. This is mode 1 is what we're doing. There's 6 other modes. Not all of them are common. The ones that are common, like I said before, are like mode 7 and mode 4, maybe mode 3. But generally that's what you see. So we're only doing mode 1 today. So just keep on working out your fingerings. Again, just do a major scale and decide what finger you're going to use for the flat third. Here's a practice loop of F minor you can play along with. Thank you.
just staying on.
Yep. I'm going to give you a document that has the summary of the other modes, but at this point, just read them. At this point, just read through them. You do not have to digest all this. I mentioned Nika's Dream and Solar in the first paragraph. So that's fine. You're off and running, the first step.